The Invisible Army. North of the land of Israel and east of the Jordan River lived the people of Syria. They were ruled over by a king named Ben-Hadad. And it came to pass that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, called together his ministers, wise men, and counselors, and said,
I am Ben-Hadad, mighty king of Syria. There's no king as great and mighty as I am.
Long live the king.
Long live the king.
You're my ministers, my servants. I've called you into my presence to discuss the possibility of making war against the Israelites. Are there any questions? Oh, come. Your wise men and ministers in my court surely have your opinions as to the possible outcome of a war with the Israelites.
Your Majesty, I...
Yes.
Is it not true, Your Majesty, that the Israelites have just defeated the mighty Moab nation? Utterly defeated them?
Oh, yes, true, but that'll work to our advantage. They've expended their forces and supplies fighting the Moabites. If we attack at once before they can recoup, we'll defeat them. Are there any more questions?
Has the King of Israel been notified that we intend to make war against him?
My dear minister, it's odd that you should ask that particular question, for it is my plan to trick the King of Israel into an ambush and thus end the war almost before it gets started. Yes, I shall notify the Israel king that I shall be at such and such a place at such and such a time, and that my army will await his pleasure at that place. According to the rules of warfare, he'll appear there with his army. Now, actually, my army shall be in another place and spring upon the unsuspecting Israelite army, and the war will be over.
Long live the king!
An ambush, eh? Very ingenious, Your Majesty.
General, is everything in readiness for the ambush?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Provisions and arms?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Good. You'll move out at once and keep me informed of your progress.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Dismissed.
Long live the king!
Audience granted. Come forward, Minister of War.
Long live the king.
Well, your request for an audience stated that you had news of the trap set for the Israelite army.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Well.
It didn't work as planned.
Oh, why?
The Israelites didn't pass by the ambush point, Your Majesty.
But they had to. It's the only plausible way they could get from Samaria to the appointed battleground.
Well, nevertheless, Your Majesty, they did not pass that way.
Oh, well, where's the Israelite army now?
At the appointed place of combat, Your Majesty.
Scribe, bring me the map.
Here you are, Your Majesty.
The Israelite army is... Here.
Not quite, Your Majesty.
No?
There's a valley right here, and here is where they are camped.
Ah, now then, my brilliant Minister of War, if I were to ask the Israelite army to meet my army right here for the first battle of the war, how would you say they'd get there? Huh? By what route would they get from here to here?
This route, Your Majesty, right through here.
Exactly. And if our army were hidden here, they could surprise the marching Israelite army and wipe them out, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely, Your Majesty.
Send word to my general to move his troops here. Hmm? And I'll prepare a message for the King of Israel to meet us here. Ah, you have news of the war.
Yes, Your Majesty. The Israelite army awaits us at the appointed place, intact and ready to wage war.
They didn't pass by the place where our army was waiting in ambush?
No, Your Majesty.
No. Do you have an explanation?
No, Your Majesty.
Well, you're my Minister of War.
Well, there is only one explanation, Your Majesty. Luck. Pure luck.
Well, they won't be lucky a third time. They just couldn't be.
Oh, the odds are against it, Your Majesty.
Scribe, bring me that map again. Oh, well, Minister. Mr. War, you look glum.
I have just received a message from the general, Your Majesty.
Oh, don't tell me the Israelites escaped our trap again.
I'm afraid they did, Your Majesty.
A third time?
Impossible, but true, Your Majesty.
Oh. Well, call together all my ministers and wise men. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
The general, too, Your Majesty?
Yes, especially the general. I'm king of Syria. I'm a great king. I'm wise, and no one can deceive me.
Long live the king!
Long live the king!
Yes, you're my ministers, wise men and counselors. I thought I could trust you. I thought you were loyal and true to me and to the people of Syria, but I was wrong. There is a traitor among you, and I intend to find out which one of you it is.
A traitor, Your Majesty?
One of you is on the side of the enemy. One of you is for the king of Israel.
But, Your Majesty, we are loyal. We love our king and our country.
And why is it that the king of Israel knows every move we make? He even knows what goes on here in my council chambers. One of you is a spy. Which one?
Your Majesty, none of us are traitors to our king and country.
Yes, you are. You are.
If it please his Majesty, I should like to tell how the king of Israel knows our every move.
Oh, yes?
There is a prophet in Israel, Your Majesty. His name is Elisha. He informs his king of our every move. He knows and reveals the most secret things, even the things that you, O king, speak in the secrecy of your bedchamber.
A prophet does all this, a man, but secrets are known only to the gods, not to men.
Israel's God reveals things to Elisha, his prophet, who in turn informs his king.
Well, we must eliminate this Elisha. Get rid of him. General, send your most trustworthy spies to find out exactly where Elisha is.
Yes, Your Majesty. Your Majesty, Elisha is presently in the city of Dothan.
Oh, Elisha.
The Israelite prophet, Your Majesty. The one who informs his king of our most secret plans.
Yes, now I remember. You say he's in Dothan.
He is, Your Majesty.
Dothan, is that a well-fortified city?
No, Your Majesty. It is a small mountain village a short distance on the other side of the Jordan.
Well, perhaps the Israelite army's there with Elisha.
No, Your Majesty. The Israelite army has returned to Samaria.
Go get Elisha, General. But don't kill him. Return him here to me. I want to see the man.
I shall take a detail of men and go after him immediately.
A detail? Take the entire army. It may be a trap. Don't take any chances.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Make way for His Majesty, great and mighty King of all Judah. Hail to the King! Bow the knee, His Majesty, great and wise King of Judah, enters.
Arise.
Long live the King.
Long live the King.
Scribe.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Who is first?
A widow from Gilgal, Your Majesty.
Are there any great and renowned people present? Anyone I should see before I start the regular business of court?
Your Majesty, Elisha, son of Shaphat, is here.
The prophet Elisha?
Yes, Your Majesty.
I will see him first.
Elisha, son of Shaphat, man of God, come forward.
Long live the king. Long live the king.
Greetings, Elisha, and welcome again to my court.
His Majesty is very kind to his humble servant.
You surely served me well when you warned me about the army of Ben-Hadad. Not once, not twice, but more. You saved my life. I should like to have seen that general's face. Are you here, perhaps, to warn me again?
The Assyrian army has temporarily given up making war against Israel, Your Majesty. You'll be troubled with them no more. Rather, their time will be spent in trying to capture me.
You? The Assyrian army is after you?
The king has been told that I am the one who warned you. And his anger against me knows no bounds.
I will instruct my general to protect you.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty. But I already have protection. I have my own army. And now, Your Majesty, with your permission, I shall depart for Dothan.
Permission granted.
Long live the king.
Long live the king.
His own army. Scribe, scribe.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Did you hear Elisha?
Yes, Your Majesty.
I thought he said that he had his own army.
He did say that, Your Majesty.
You heard him too?
Yes, Your Majesty, but I haven't the slightest idea what he means, unless he's lost his reasoning.
Well, go get him and bring him. No. Proceed with the business of the court.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Will the widow from Gilgal please step forward?
Arriving in Dothan, Elisha and his servant found lodging and went to bed. In the morning...
You're up early.
Yes, Master. The early morning air is so invigorating.
Oh, that it is.
With your permission, Master, I thought I would take a walk about the town.
Oh, you certainly have my permission. If I weren't so busy, I'd go with you. I love to visit marketplaces early in the morning.
It seems that the street noises are a little louder than usual this morning.
Well, now that you mention it, I guess they are.
Anything I can get you at the marketplace, Master?
Oh, I don't think so. Unless you can find some fresh pomegranates.
I'll look, Master, and I'll hurry back.
No need to rush. We're in no hurry. Enjoy the early morning air. Walk about. Take your time.
Thank you, Master. My, it seems that there are a lot of people out here this morning. They all seem to look so worried. Over there's a man with a load of food on his head. Almost everyone is running here and there. Maybe I'd better try and stop someone and see if I can find out what the matter is. Just a minute there. Can you tell me what's going on? He didn't even seem to see me as he went by. Oh, pardon me, sir, but could you tell me... I've never seen so many people so excited. Hey, over there's an old man that has to walk with a cane. Maybe he'll tell me.
Get out of the way!
Ooh, he just missed hitting me. But now I think I can get to that old man. Oh, sir... Sir, would you tell me what's going on?
What's going on? Well, just about everything. Where were you when the local law agent came pounding on your door at 5 this morning?
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear anyone knock.
He didn't knock. He pounded. Well, he got the whole town stirred up. I don't know why he'd miss you. You look quite strong.
Well, we just arrived in town last night.
Hey?
Perhaps he didn't know where I was staying. But would you please tell me what's going on?
You say that you just came to town? Well, then you'd better get down to the marketplace and get some food, if there's any left.
Well, that's just where I was going, to get some fresh pomegranates for Master Elisha.
You with Elisha? Well, you'd better keep quiet about it. He's the cause of all his trouble.
Well, I still don't understand. What's going on? Elisha's the cause of what trouble?
The siege.
Siege? You mean Dothan's been sieged? I can't believe it.
Well, go up on the wall and see for yourself.
Look out over there. You want to get hit by an arrow or something?
Oh, no, sir. But whose army is that out there, and why did they siege Dothan?
That's the Syrian army, and they sieged the city because our town leaders refused to give Elisha over to them as a prisoner.
What do they want with Elisha?
Oh, I don't know. They think that he's some sort of a spy or something. The town leaders had a meeting early this morning. No one was sure where Elisha was staying, and since they didn't want the Syrian soldiers ransacking the whole town in a general search... they refused a Syrian order. At that, the Syrian general went off in a huff and said that we'd be sorry. They surrounded the town and are guarding all the gates of the city. No one dares go out, and we have only enough food to last a few days at most.
I think I'd better go and tell Master Elisha what's going on. He'll know what to do.
You know where Elisha is?
Yes, I'm his servant. I'd better hurry.
But tell him that the town council wants to see him.
Don't be wrought up about it, my man.
But, Master, the Syrians are going to attack Dothan. And all because of you. I mean, what do the Syrians want of you, Master?
Oh, they're angry because I warned Israel's king of their plan to ambush him.
What are we going to do, Master? The Syrians have an entire army surrounding Dothan. Chariots, horses, soldiers.
Oh, have no fear, my man. Those on our side are more than those on their side.
They have an army. We have few arms, no chariots.
Nevertheless, they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
But, Master, surely...
One moment, please. Now let's go up on the wall and have another look. All right?
Yes, Master.
O God of heaven, Lord of the universe, I pray thee, open the eyes of this my servant, that he may see...
There are other horses and chariots. Chariots of fire with soldiers. They cover the mountains. They're everywhere around us.
They protect us, my man. An unnumbered host.
Oh, who are they, Master?
They come from heaven. God's messengers. Angels. Garbed in warlike armor to protect us. They are my invisible army. Your army. Everyone's army who loves and obeys God.
No wonder you weren't afraid.
No true servant of God need ever be afraid, for God's angels are sent to encamp around about those who love and trust him.
How are we going to escape the Syrians? Is God's invisible army going to fight the Syrians?
No. As the Syrians start their attack, I shall pray to ask God to strike them blind.
Meanwhile, in the headquarters of the Syrian army surrounding Dothan...
Captain!
Yes, General?
We're not going to wait any longer. We're going to attack.
Yes, General.
Immediately.
Immediately. Attention! Forward to battle!
Captain, halt the troops!
Halt!
Captain, I can't see very well. There seems to be a thick fog.
Yeah, I can't see very well either. Everything looks hazy. Maybe there is a fog.
Begging your pardon, sir, but...
Who are you?
We want to see the general.
I'm the general.
I understand that you're looking for the Israelite prophet, Elisha.
So?
You wish to capture him?
Perhaps.
You wish very badly to capture him.
He is a spy. Informs his king everything that my king does and says. He must die.
You expect to find him here?
My spies reported that he is here in Dothan. Now,
this is not the place, General. Neither is this the city.
Where is he if he isn't here?
I will take you to him.
I don't know. Who are you?
As you can see, General, I'm an old man. I travel. This is my companion.
And you know where Elisha is?
I will take you to him.
Captain! We will follow this man and his companion.
Yes, sir. Sound forward march!
They aren't stricken with blindness, Master.
Not completely. They see with their eyes, but they're blinded as far as perception goes. They see, but they do not realize what they see.
Is that why they don't recognize you?
Exactly. Also, they will not realize where I'm taking them.
Where are you taking them, Master?
You'll see, and so will they.
The Syrian army followed Elisha. Suddenly, before them were the walls of a fortified city. Still, the general and his men did not recognize the place, nor did Elisha's servant.
Samaria.
Yes, Samaria.
You've led them straight to our capital city.
And Elisha led the Syrian army through the gates into the city.
Run immediately and inform the king of what has taken place. Ask him to come here if he will, please.
Yes, Master.
Safely inside the city, with the gates closed, Elisha once again raised his voice in prayer.
O God of heaven, Lord of the universe, I pray thee,
Open the eyes of these Syrian men that they may see.
You tricked us, you. Why, you're Elisha, and this is Samaria.
Yes, General, I am Elisha, and this is Samaria.
What are you going to do with us?
That is up to my king to decide.
Yes, and he doesn't like me. Elisha, tell me one thing, will you?
Perhaps.
How'd you do it? How'd you trick us into coming here with you? We must have been out of our minds.
You were, partially. The God of heaven, the God that Israel worships, did it unto you.
By magic?
No, not by magic, but by the power of his might. He is all-powerful. He created the world. He sustains all things.
Clear the way and bow the knee. His majesty, great king of all Judah, approaches.
Long live the king!
Long live the king!
Well, Elisha, I heard what you did. You have this day performed a great service for Judah. I'm grateful. And I shall see to it that these Syrian soldiers are disposed of immediately.
But they're human beings, Your Majesty. Life is sweet to them.
They are our enemies. They would kill us were the tables reversed.
Perhaps.
But, Elisha, surely you want them smitten as befits enemy soldiers?
Is it our practice to deal thusly with prisoners of war?
Then you don't want me to smite them?
Thou shalt not smite them, Your Majesty.
Well, what shall I do with them?
Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and be refreshed.
As you say, Elisha.
General, this isn't just a meal. It's a feast, a banquet. Hey, why are they feeding us like this? Something queer is going on.
They like us, Captain.
Like us? It's the calm before the storm, that's what it is. They're fattening us up for the kill.
Hey, you don't know these Israelites, Captain. They believe in treating others as they would be treated.
There isn't anyone that foolish. Hey, look at the king and that prophet Elisha. They're plotting something. Hey, look at that expression on their faces and their eyes. That boat's no good for us, General.
Just eat the food, Captain, and enjoy yourself. If we die, we die. That's the fortune of war. And if we don't die, we've had a good meal.
Your attention, please. Gentlemen, your attention.
Hey, now we'll know what it's all about.
The King of Judah, the most considerate and greatest king ever to rule over Judah, wishes to speak. Silence!
Citizens of Syria, members of the Syrian army, you came to Judah to do harm to one of our greatest citizens, Elisha, prophet of God. You have oft-times invaded Judah to conquer. You have repeatedly attempted to harm me personally. These, I realize, are the results of war, and I have no quarrel with them. But the rules of war also state that a soldier who is captured by the enemy may be executed or made to become a slave of the conquering nation. You are our prisoners. We have the right to make slaves of you or execute you. However, when you have finished refreshing yourselves with food and water, you are free to go back to Syria and to your king.
I never heard of such generosity. It's a miracle.
And the Syrian army invaded Israel no more.